You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Focus on EMU. This is Lisa Berry, and it's a very special game for one member of the Eagles football family as Dr. Harry Bowen announces his last on-field marching band performance. I sat down with Harry not long ago to talk about him here on 89.1 WEMU and about his decades of Eastern Michigan University marching band announcing. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
How many years has it been?
Ooh, it seems like centuries, but actually it's been 33 years.
So that's a few decades.
Yeah, it's a few.
You're also a professor emeritus of communications media, theater arts here at Eastern.
That is correct.
How many years were you a professor, and when did you retire from that?
I came here from Western Michigan University in 1967, and I retired in 1995.
So 33 years, and now you're stepping down. How do you feel about that?
Whew, mixed emotions. Very much mixed emotions. I'm glad I'm stepping down for all the right reasons, I think, because I would like to join my daughters who live 1,000 miles away. And I do miss them, and they miss me, and they want me down there. And that would be the main reason why I'm retiring, because at least from the my announcing bit. Will I miss it? Well, of course I will, very much.
I understand all of those years and decades of announcing the Eastern Michigan University marching band at home football games, that was all volunteer on your part?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How did it get started to begin with?
It was back in 1987. I picked up my copy of the Eastern Echo and took it into my office at Quirk Hall. I put it on my desk, started looking through it, and oh my gosh, in the want ads, there was a wanted field announcer for EMU Marching Band. Contact Dr. Max Planck, and then of course it gave the number. I thought, hey, that sounds like fun. And I contacted him. And it's been seven directors since Max.
Oh, yeah.
But on the other hand, that's the way it started.
So give us an example. You're at a Eastern Michigan University home football game. Mm-hmm. The marching band is assembling on the field. And mm-hmm. What do we hear?
Well, you hear when they come out of the tunnel. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the pride of the peninsula, the EMU marching band. And blah, 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 blah. On the field they come. And then as soon as they stop, directed by Dr. Chandler Wilson, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then the drum majors, I introduce them. I don't have much to do until the halftime, and each year, each game, I should say, is a different script, totally different script. So we do that. We have approximately 14 and a half minutes to do it, and we do it. And then I have to stick around for the post game. And the post game, we do the music and the announcing, but obviously the band is stationary in place. In other words, they don't do all of the movements. Whereas, of course, during the halftime, they move a lot. And so that's basically what I do each time.
I'm a marching band mom, full disclosure. Both of my sons did marching band in high school. So I know how much hard work goes into putting those shows together week after week.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favorite? I know you're very involved in music. Did you have a favorite show or a special one that remains?
You know, strangely enough, I can say it from a contemporary point of view. The last show is my favorite. But before that, I would have said, this show is my favorite. They meld together, and if you've done the best you possibly can on them, then they seem to become a common identity, and I like that, because otherwise, oh, I remember this and I remember that. Now, last time I remember because they said some very nice things during halftime regarding me and my retirement.
You had a little tribute.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I appreciated that very much. The fellow who hired me, Max Planck, he's my age. We won't discuss that, but he's my age. And he's still very active in the field. And he was one of about seven or eight people who talked on the Jumbotron about my contributions, and it was just so nice. It was great to see all of them, but it was especially great to see Max, because he's the guy who started. He's the guy who hired me.
Just a few decades ago.
A couple of months, yeah.
Yeah. With 33 years as the field announcer for the Eastern Michigan University Marching Band, Harry Bowen, did you ever miss a game?
Nope.
How did that happen?
Oh, a combination of good luck. Tried to live the way that I could be at my best for my family, for my class, in class, and the extracurricular stuff too at my church, and at obviously in my announcing too.
Well, we all want to feel that you're irreplaceable, but have you heard who might be taking over for you?
No, and I don't want to know. No, as a matter of fact, I'm certain that they will be they will hire someone very capable, and I wish him or her the best of luck.
So you mentioned that you're moving to Florida to be closer to your family. What will you do? What will keep you busy when you're there? You don't strike me as the type who's just going to sit on the couch and do nothing.
No, although that's tempting at times, but no, I wouldn't do that under the circumstances. Well, they have a pool there, and I used to swim about a mile each day. And I think I'll take that up again. I would be, I think, become active in my church again down there. I'll also look around. They have a number of high schools around there. And I just may look around to see if maybe one or two of them might be able to use a superannuated announcer on their pregames and halftime stuff, too.
Aha, so your announcing career is not necessarily over.
No, and I hope to do some lay reading in my own church, too.
Well, on behalf of the Eastern Michigan University Marching Band and the entire university, I'm taking it upon myself to publicly thank you and congratulate you, Harry Bowen, on over three decades of announcing the Eastern Michigan University Marching Band for the hometown games. Thanks for sharing that journey with us here, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.